Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Dire Straits bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend King Grumbach. His book is called The Age Curve. Folks, you got to get this book. You need this book to run your business in the future. It'll help you understand how things are moving. Some things are changing. Some things are already set in stone. And the demographics of the population of planet Earth are already set in stone because those people are either born or they're not born. And Ken helps us sort all that out. Ken, tell us how we can find you online, please.
At www.kgcdirect.com.
KGCdirect.com. They can find out more about your book there, too, can't they?
Absolutely.
And how to get you as a speaker, as a consultant, that kind of thing.
Exactly. We do white papers. I speak. In fact, I speak all over the United States. I mean, it's very, very exciting, and the business is growing. More and more people are becoming aware that the markets are hot, and that the economy is actually back, and no one realizes it.
And as many people would like to talk about the United States being, you know, on the way down, the truth is demographically, the demographics of America is going to sustain America if we can just get our logistics and our political world straightened out. America's future is really bright, isn't it?
Well, inside of 3 years, you're going to see a change in the American economy that is going to freak people out. It's going to go straight up, and it's not going to look back in our lifetime. Not demographically, because mm-hmm. the rest of the world is in a bad place, and mm-hmm. the United States, the continent of the Americas, is in a very, very good place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as you pointed out once before here on the show, we can almost be self-sustaining. In this hemisphere, can't we?
Well, that's the unique thing about the continent of Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America is we can produce and consume within our borders,
yeah.
and we're surrounded by water.
And we're trading. We're already trading in a very friendly way. And we got just had some new trade agreements signed recently with Colombia and with Panama, and we already have one with Chile.
Yeah.
go ahead.
As I understand it, we're going to be an economic unit, very much like the EU.
Mm-hmm.
The Americas will be eventually.
And we should be.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but you have immigrants pouring into the United States from all over the place,
right.
including high net worth Chinese are pouring into our country because, seriously, would you want to live there?
Right, right.
The economy of the United States, as soon as we get on top of the foreclosure issue, and as soon as we realize and figure out a way to begin to market to this huge new generation Y, and we will. And the way you do it,
once they take their position, once they take their place as full producers and consumers, once that happens, and it's happening a little later than Gen X. The Boomers did, but once they take that position, then your prophecy will come to pass.
There's no question. It's actually the economy's perfect storm. We have housing's perfect storm, and Generation Y is why. That's what I tell people. I say, get ready. Go fishing where the fish are. Generation Y is why.
But right now, they're kind of a sleeping giant, aren't they, Gen Y?
Yeah, they are. They're for whatever reason, they could, the umbilical has been is being cut now, but they've been connected to their parents for far too long. But that's a boomer thing. The boomers have just lived their lives vicariously through their kids. And one of the wonderful things is boomers are actually going to buy houses for their kids. And that's a real plus for the housing market. The housing market will come
back.
Yeah,
but that's not good. That's not going to be good for Gen Y. I mean, the entitlement thing has got to come to an end at some point, Gene.
Well, so what? I mean, for right now, I don't care who buys houses. as long as somebody buys them.
You don't care who pays for your house as long as somebody buys it from you, right?
that's correct.
I don't think they're going to buy houses, but I do think that the boomer generation is going to be bequeathing a greater wealth level to their kids than other generations have. No question about
maybe.
that. Maybe.
Yeah.
The sheer size of it would have to be put that together. Never mind individually per capita, but the sheer size of the generation will tell you that in 20 to 30 years, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's going to happen.
So that's going to be another shot in the arm for the economy, and so the power of demographics raises its head again, doesn't it, Gene?
It absolutely does, and it's right around the corner.
Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure. Take care.
KGCDirect.com, is that right?
Correct.
The Age Curve, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have this book. I promise you, you'll be glad you bought it. Kenneth W. Grandbach. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.